This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Police say the suspect in Monday night's shootings appears to have targeted people he knew. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
The shooter drove around downtown Denver and Lakewood, stopping several times. He allegedly killed five people and injured two that are expected to survive. Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin says the shooter had connections to the tattoo parlors and businesses he attacked.
Based on what we know, it does appear that the offender was targeting specific people. In this case, the victims were known to the offender.
The shooter escaped police twice, but the rampage ended in a shootout in Belmar, killing the suspect. Denver police say they knew the suspect before Monday's shooting, but two previous investigations led to no legal action. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Tattoo artist Danny Schofield was among those killed on Monday. Rich Kimball says his friend gave him 10 tattoos.
That's going to be one of the biggest sadnesses of it, is the fact that, you know, he was always moving and shaking and making positive changes in his life. It's just incredibly sad, and it hurts a lot. But that's okay, because pain is part of life, that we deal with that.
Colorado will have a snowy New Year's Eve, up to 3 inches for Denver and Colorado Springs.
You know, if people are out on the roads, there could be a time where it's coming down pretty heavily for a short amount of time.
National Weather Service meteorologist Greg Hansen. Snow showers in the mountains and on the western slope tonight. This is CPR News.